WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Remember getting your report card when you were a kid? Did you worry about getting an A or what would happen if you got an F? Some schools want to do away with letter grades completely and focus more on learning. While the idea of no letter grades has been associated with progressive private schools, more public schools are trying it out. WBEZ's Susie Ahn visited a school district in the northern suburbs to see how it works.
Years ago, when Barry Rogers was a science teacher, he remembered sometimes feeling conflicted when grading his students. It felt like a game of points.
You knew you were giving that student a C, but you also knew in your heart of hearts that student actually had a stronger grasp of the material than maybe some student you were actually giving an A to, because the other student who was getting an A learned how to play the academic game.
Rogers says that's why the A to F system doesn't necessarily give a clear picture of how well a student is learning. He's now an administrator with Winnetka Public Schools District 36 in the northern suburbs. They haven't used letter grades for years. Instead, they're using something called standards-based grading for kindergarten to seventh grade. Standards-based grading shows where a student is developing in a certain skill, whether they're mastering it or need extra help. Report cards also include detailed comments by the teachers.
A lot of this feedback is seen on a continuum, right? If I'm seen as developing, I know I'm making progress in that area, and I know I just have to work harder. And again, I think that helps to promote that growth mindset.
Teachers give feedback on everything from where a kid is specifically falling short learning fractions to how a student is participating in class. Taylor Daniels grew up in the Winnetka schools without letter grades. She's now a junior at New Trier High School, where the grading is on an A to F scale. She says her classmates obsess over their grades, and she misses how things were in elementary school.
The focus is more on learning for learning's sake, because you want to learn the material and you're actually interested in it. And teachers are able to teach more to engage the student than teaching to a test.
That's one reason why more public schools in the area are trying this out. But still, there has been pushback. A few years ago, schools in Downers Grove tried to get rid of letter grades. Kevin Russell is the superintendent.
However, after strong community feedback and board input, this is where the district landed.
Russell says the district compromised after parents didn't fully buy in. It introduces letter grades in fourth grade, but still includes detailed comments from teachers in the report card. Jennifer Olson is an assistant education professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She says ditching letter grades can be hard for parents because it's typically not what they experienced in school, or some see it as coddling kids. It helps parents to know that letter grades can be quite subjective.
Teachers merge so many different scores, right? So students take exams and assignments and homework and quizzes, and then teachers include other factors, like whether the assignment was turned in on time or class participation or even effort.
She says it's not just about dropping the letters. It's about putting the emphasis on learning. For example, if a student is still struggling with fractions by the end of the math chapter, that doesn't mean failure.
Students take a test, and on a specific day they haven't learned it by that deadline, they have the opportunity to relearn it, rethink about it.
Olson says this approach is more work for teachers, and districts need to allow for more time and training. It's difficult to see how this way of grading could catch on, especially in large districts where a teacher might have 30 or more kids in a classroom.
We have seventh grade, too. Should we look at that one?
No.
Back in Winnetka, okay. Parent Robert Daniels and his three kids sit around the kitchen table after school. Daniels says he likes that standards-based grading helps him understand how to better support his kids. His two older daughters are in high school, where they receive letter grades. The stakes are higher for them, and the grades add to that. He says it's changed the way they talk about school.
The first report that they provide to us as parents is, I got an A on this test, or I got a B on this test. Oftentimes, that's the only information I get.
He says in elementary school, they were excited to talk about the lessons of the day. Part of that is simply getting older, but he thinks the grades were part of that, too. His youngest child, Carter, is in fifth grade. He says he can see how his teachers are looking out for him, not just academically, but how he's engaging in class and working with others.
And it's good to know that, like, the teachers care about not just, like, can you solve five math problems, care about how you make friends, and I think that's really cool.
The lessons are still rigorous, but Carter says he actually enjoys learning them. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.